ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
Live right now, Nolsey. Good morning, mate. Welcome to the road trip.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We are so good, Nolsey. You've done a song all about driving, so you must love doing a bit of a road trip.
Oh, I do, mate. Yeah. I suppose growing up in the bush, it's always a bit of a fair few more kilometres to get anywhere than it is in the city. So, yeah, you're dead set used to doing road trips, mate, for sure.
So I'm like you too, Nolsey. I grew up in the country, and I'm always interested to hear how people in the country learnt to drive. Were you a paddock basher driver back in the day?
Yeah, mate, yeah. I think I was driving about five, I think, from memory.
Five?
Wow. Yeah. We had a paddock basher that we painted with cow spots. Did you do anything fun with your car?
Yeah, oh, the boys, my big brothers had a couple of wild old cars. I think they had a HT wagon that they just welded some, cut the insides out of some wheels and welded them onto the back one. So we had jewels on it. So she had jewel wheels on the back. So she was a bit of a wild old wagon.
Jeez, what a rough old beast. The problem, we're going to talk about your new album and stuff in a sec, Nolsey, because we want to hear about all that. But, mate, just on that whole paddock basher thing, mate, did you ever have any prangs or whatever in the bush growing up?
Yeah, mate, my brothers nearly even though they had dual wheels on that old wagon, they still nearly managed to roll it one day. I remember Phil behind them, and they got a bit out of shape, and she nearly tipped over. So definitely had a lot of minor pangs on the farm, mate, growing up.
The problem is when you learn to drive in a paddock basher, when you actually go for your license, you have to learn rules.
Yes.
And on the farm, there ain't no rules.
No, that's right. Anyway. Just don't run out of fuel.
Just don't run out of fuel. Totally right. Shannon, you do have a new album coming out called Roar, which features the first ever song you have written 100% yourself. How proud are you of that?
Oh, I'm stoked. Absolutely. I've sort of been sitting on that song for nearly 20 years. I think I wrote it when I was about 20 years old, and about a dear friend of mine that we sadly lost. Just to finally find a place for that song after all this time was a really great feeling, and it came up so well too. So really proud of that one.
That's great, man. And it debuted number one on the ARIA charts, which, I mean, that's always got to be, like, I mean, A, a bit of pride, but B, a bit of relief. Like, when you put something out there into the world for it to debut at number one, that's got to be a bit of a, you know, breathing a sigh of relief kind of moment.
Oh, mate, absolutely. No, I'm just very, very lucky and blessed with the support that I've had over the last, you know, nearly 20 years now. It's crazy. But, yeah, so
it's 20
I'm really,
years.
Really happy. Didn't close to that. Yeah, it's not 18 or 19 or something.
Oh, my God. I can still remember that moment that I voted for you, Nolsey, and I'm pretty sure it's my fault you did not win Australian Idol, because everyone I voted for that season would be cut that week, and I'm pretty sure I was a jinx, so I apologise.
No, that's all right, mate. I just would have been good if you voted just a bit more.
Yeah. Look, I mean, Nolsey, what happened to Guy Sebastian anyway? What's he? He's living in a bloody cardboard box somewhere.
Yeah, no, he's doing it real tough, mate.
He's doing it real tough. All right, well, Shannon Knoll's latest single is called Raw. The album is out as well too. Shannon Knoll, we always love having you on the show. But thank you so much for joining us on our road trip to nowhere in the back of the car today, mate. Love it. Thanks, Nolsey.
No worries, guys. Have a great Christmas, eh? And I'll talk to you in the new year.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.